The first reading is a reading from the book of Judges. The angel of the Lord came and sat underneath the terebinth in Ophrah that belonged to Josh the Alibite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to save it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, O champion." Gideon said to him, "My Lord, if the Lord is with us, then why has all this happened to us? Where are his wondrous deeds of which our fathers told us when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' For now the Lord has abandoned us and has delivered us into the power of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go with the strength you have and save Israel from the power of Midian. It is I who send you." But Gideon answered, "Please, my Lord, how can I save Israel? My family is the lowest in Manasseh, and I am the most insignificant in my father's house." "I shall be with you," says the Lord to him, "and you will cut Midian to the last man." Gideon answered him, "If I find favor with you, give me a sign that you are speaking with me. Do not depart from here, I pray you, until I come back and bring you out my offering and set it before you." He answered, "I will await your return." So Gideon went out and prepared a kid and a measure of flour in the form of unleavened cakes. Putting the meat in the basket and the broth in a pot, he brought them out to him under the terebinth and presented them. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened cakes and lay them on this rock, then pour out the broth." And when he had done so, the angel of the Lord stretched out the tip of the staff he held and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes. Thereupon a fire came from the rock that consumed the meat of unleavened cakes, and the angel of the Lord disappeared from sight. Gideon, now aware that it had been the angel of the Lord, said, "Alas, Lord God, that I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." And the Lord answered him, "Be calm, do not fear, you shall not die." So Gideon built there an altar to the Lord and called it Yahweh Shalom. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people and to his faithful ones and to those who put in him their hope. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth and justice shall look down from heaven. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and salvation along the way of his steps. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it's easier for the camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" And Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you that you have followed me in a new age, and when the Son of Man is seated on his throne in glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we have long readings, and they're not particularly for Mary, but today we celebrate the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I am in Sacred Heart Retreat House in Alhambra, and it's a feast day. I have a great sister here. Great. She used to be the mother here, and her name is Regina Marie. I call her the Queen Mary, but that's all beside the point. Great woman, so you pray for her on her feast day. But now let's get to these readings. And we get to the readings. Here is Gideon, who doesn't think much of himself, And God chooses him to bring redemption to Israel. And the same thing happens with Mary. The same thing happens with us. When we are humble and we know we can't do much on our own, then God can do great things in us. When we listen to the gospel and we hear, many who are first will be last and the last will be first. Those that the world thinks are not very important are so often the ones that God lifts up is very important. To show again and again that the power is from God, not from us. So don't be impressed with yourself. Don't focus on you and your strength and think how great you and I are. Think about the reality that we can't even take our next breath without God saying, okay. And then we trust in him for everything. And God will do great things for us and through us for his glory if we humble ourselves before him. So do it. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.